Have you ever come through a challenge or recovered from difficult conditions that you never thought possible to overcome? If so, what do you attribute to your success? Luck? Hard work? Trial and error? Or perhaps it was your ability to be resilient that got you through those tough times. If I used the word resilient to describe you, would you agree? My name is Alana Dunkley of Aspiria Corp, and today we'll be talking about what it means to be resilient and how you can practice resiliency, not only now while we are facing challenges and changes due to COVID-19, but in your everyday life. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that our podcast series on stress, finances, and COVID-19, anxiety, and resiliency are all available on our website at aspiria.ca. Be sure to check them out if you haven't already done so. Once again, I'm joined by my co-host, Aspiria's Vice President of Clinical Experience, Eric Rubo. Welcome, Eric. And tell me, this is now our third podcast episode together. How are you feeling? Are you feeling a little less stressed?
Thank you, Alana. And yes, a little less stressed compared to our first one, which, by the way, seems so long ago.
I know. Could I assume that you took your advice in becoming less stressed?
That is a correct assumption, Alana. Some realistic thinking and deep breathing go a long way.
Perfect. All right, Eric. So as you're aware, today's topic of discussion is resiliency. And over the past few months, we've all had to face some adversity in our lives due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you think of any well-known examples of someone demonstrating resilience to overcome adversity in their life?
There are many examples that come to mind, actually. But one classic Canadian example I can think of is the story of Terry Fox. As most of you are probably aware, Terry Fox is a Canadian icon, a hero, I might add. He dedicated his final year of his life to raise awareness and money for cancer research by embarking on a cross-country run, despite the fact that he had cancer and ran using an artificial leg as a result of an amputation.
Wow, that's a great example. Thanks so much for sharing that. If you could describe resiliency for our listeners, how would you describe it?
There's definitely a lot at play when it comes to resiliency. Resiliency is the ability to successfully adapt to life's challenging situations and continue to function despite social disadvantages or other adverse conditions. In the case of Terry Fox, for example, he certainly did not let his struggles with cancer or being an amputee stop him from being an athlete and pursuing his goal of running across the country. Resiliency is an ongoing process that requires time and effort. It's not something that necessarily happens overnight. And although many people bounce back from difficult experiences, it could still likely mean they'll experience intense emotions during these times. In fact, often they will experience feelings such as sadness, pain, or distress.
So sometimes when I hear about certain hardships people have gone through, I think to myself, like, I definitely would not know what to do and how to handle that. Are people born resilient, or is that something that we learn?
Great question, Alana. Resiliency is not a personality trait, so we're not born with it. It's actually a learned behavior we develop through our experiences. These experiences may include serious illnesses, chronic or situational abuse, traumatic incidents, family and relationship problems, workplace stressors, even financial hardships.
So if resiliency is something that we learn, is there a certain method or formula to it?
Well, in a sense, yes. We actually can call these the building blocks of resiliency.
Okay. So what are the building blocks?
Well, in order to be resilient, you need to strengthen your mind through rational thinking. You also need to effectively manage intense feelings and impulses. Having a positive outlook, or at least recognizing certain positive elements about your situation, and having confidence in your abilities are other examples of building blocks. Try and surround yourself with supportive people who offer encouragement and reassurance. In fact, one of the primary factors of being resilient is having role models and supportive relationships. It also is important to note that effective problem solving and communication skills, and the ability to implement realistic plans and strategies are other important building blocks.
Is there anything else our listeners can do if, for example, they don't have a role model or they have a lack of proper support system?
There are many ways you can become more resilient as a person. In fact, I have a list of 10 strategies.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I thought you'd never ask. All right, well, keep things in perspective and don't blow them out of proportion. That's a really important one, Elena.
Okay, wait a second, because sometimes there's circumstances where you don't have to blow them out of proportion. I'm just being honest. Like, there's bad situations that come up all the time. So how do you see those negative situations and not blow them out of proportion?
I hear you. Well, by no means do we want to take away the negative experiences and underplay them or undermine them when people are going through some tough times, because people do go through some tough times. We're all mm-hmm. going through, the whole world is going through a tough time right now. But terms such as catastrophizing, as we use, or awfulizing, those terms we use when people really are kind of putting things out, blowing them out of proportion. And that really kind of adds to escalating the problem altogether, and it makes things even more difficult. Sure, there are tough times and people have difficulties and challenges, but when people start to catastrophize and say, oh, this is awful and we'll never get through this, then that really can have an impact on how one goes through the experience and the situation. So by no means do we want to take away from the negative aspects that people are experiencing, that they're real, we understand that. But we do know, though, that if people really blow them up out of proportion and use those types of catastrophizing and awfulizing type thoughts, it can just add to make things even worse.
Of course, and I totally got you there. You know, there's been times where, there was this one time where I was talking to my friend and I was catastrophizing. I was definitely catastrophizing. And I said, like, there's a million different ways this could go. And the situation just felt so overwhelming. And she was like, you're right. There's a million different ways this could go. But who's to say that it won't go positively? So I think it's just exactly what you said, a matter of your perspective and what you choose to believe about the situation. So it's a really good point, Eric.
Yeah. And looking at the different perspective, that's a true sign of people who are resilient, by looking at the whole perspective. So let me tell you a few other of my strategies for resiliency. Be decisive and take action. You know, don't kind of be too wishy-washy or complacent and not taking steps forward. It's important that you make the right, or what you believe is the right decision in a search, in a situation, evaluate it and be decisive, and then go ahead and take action. For those who are experiencing resiliency, you'll find those types of behaviors from those people. Another one is to establish realistic goals and take small steps in the right direction. Everything doesn't have to be resolved all at once. For example, you know, when you have a big goal, let's say you need to accomplish, and it really looks overwhelming, if you break that down into smaller steps and make smaller realistic goals, even if it takes a little bit of extra time, it's still the right route to go, as we would recommend. And for those who tend to be more resilient are the ones who can break things down into smaller components, realize that they don't have to solve all the problems all at once or cure everything within a very short period of time, that it's a process. But keeping moving in the right direction, even if it takes a little longer, then that's still the right way to go. So that's definitely another resiliency type strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Accept that change is a part of living and growing, whether it's positive or negative. So that's another strategy.
And how do we deal with the negative? Like, I get the positive. That's it's relatively easy to manage the positive things, but how do we deal with major negative changes in our life?
Well, it's a good question, and it's difficult to deal with negativity because it's just a hard thing to do. People don't like negativity around them. People tend to not want to be negative, and people tend not to want to hang around people who are negative. But in realistically, there is negativity out there. So kind of like what we were saying earlier on about not blowing things out of proportion, it's okay to accept that things are negative and to acknowledge that and try to work through the negativity the best you can. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that everything is going to come up looking like roses or smelling like roses. It's mm-hmm. there are some real negative things, but people can still deal with negativity. You know, just not that everything has to be completely perfect or completely positive. So it's really just acknowledging that, okay, yes, this is negative, and I realize that it's not going to be a great thing, but I'll be able to cope with that and use my supports and use my skills to kind of go through that negative situation. And I know that it will end. The negativity will end eventually, and things will start to improve. So simply just thinking in that way, that's definitely a way to get through the negativity. And again, that's something that's shared by other people who tend to be more resilient. Let me tell you another one. Connect with friends or family or community or all of the above to give and receive support. It's important that you don't remain isolated and that it's okay to reach out to others for support. That's a very important strength, to know that when help is needed and not to feel that it's something to be ashamed of if you're reaching out for support, or it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. And again, for those people who are resilient, they're the ones who take advantage of the resources and friends and family to help them go through those challenges. Become more introspective to promote internal growth, and especially during times of struggle. So look within, you know, and acknowledge your internal strengths and be more mindful of yourself as you can, and see how you can use all of these experiences to help you grow. Use your problem-solving abilities to help develop confidence and trusting instincts. Partake in self-care practices such as relaxation, exercise, and nutrition. You know, individuals who tend to be more resilient are the ones who can remain more relaxed, more balanced emotionally. People who tend to get exercise and feel physically stable. And of course, making sure that your nutrition is up to par and you're eating healthy. All those are really important in terms of helping remain resilient. Your attitude, adopt a hopeful outlook on life. Focus on what you want and where you wish to be. Don't just focus on the negative, that, oh, this is terrible. Focus on, hey, you know what? We'll get through this. And when we get through this, then we're going to come out of it a lot better, and we're going to be learning a lot more things about ourselves. So you're focusing on what you want and how you can be, and also where you want to be. And then another important strategy, final one, is write down your thoughts and feelings. You know, use your ability to write things out. And a lot of times when individuals actually put pen to paper or keyboard to computer, they write their thoughts down, and it's that release. I think we've talked a little bit about this in one of our other podcasts as well, about expressing yourself, writing things out. It helps you release things, and it helps you become more mindful of yourself, and it could actually, for a lot of people, actually help restore their optimism.
Perfect. Those are really great strategies. Would you say a resilient person embodies any specific qualities that our listeners should focus on?
You know, Elena, you always ask the right questions. Absolutely. When learning to become more resilient, it's important to focus on four qualities. First, be flexible. Maintain balance during stressful situations and know when to express strong emotions and when not to, in order to continue to function. If you allow yourself to get too emotional about a situation at the wrong time, you can cloud your judgment. Second, learn from the past. Know yourself and how you react to certain situations, especially if you've been affected by them in the past. If you know a certain situation causes you stress, avoid it as best as possible, or at least acknowledge the obstacles you had previously overcome and think about what has helped before so that you can remain hopeful about the future. Third, seek assistance. Know when to ask for help or when to turn to other resources for support. Equally important, know what resources are available to you, whether it's a support group, books, online resources, or mental health professionals. And fourth, continue to move forward. For example, imagine you're on a rafting adventure and you may anticipate many turns and rapids on this adventure. The waters can be calm or they can be rough. You're going through a lot of different things. At times, when you're on this rafting adventure, you may even have to climb out and rest because it's a little too rough, or you need to step back and take a breather. But if you use your problem-solving skills and rely on insights from past experiences, you know, you can get back into that raft and finish your adventure, or you get back in your regular life situation and you'll be better equipped in knowing how to navigate these challenges.
Eric, as always, you've provided us with excellent information and valuable insights and strategies for practicing resiliency, especially through these challenging times and in our lives in general. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us, and thank you to our listeners for joining us once again. And should you find yourself in a position where you need guidance, remember to reach out to Aspiria, your friendly neighborhood employee or student assistance program provider, for support. Until next time, have a great day.